Задание А1-А7. Вы услышите разговор друзей. Определите, какие из приведенных утверждений А1-А7 соответствуют содержанию текста? 1. True. Какие не соответствуют? 2. False. И о чем в тексте не сказано? То есть на основании текста нельзя дать ни положительного, ни отрицательного ответа. 3. Not stated. Обведите номер выбранного вами ответа. Вы услышите запись дважды. У вас есть 20 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданиями.
Now we are ready to start.
Hey, Peter, why don't we go to the cinema together over the weekend?
I don't like cinemas. There are crowds of people with popcorn and soda, and mobile phones will go off every now and then. It is difficult to concentrate. I would rather rent a DVD.
Good idea. Let's watch this new Indian film, which was released last month. Do you like Indian films?
I have never watched a single Bollywood film before, so I really do not know. I hear they are very long and boring.
I'll agree with you about the length, but this is because of the amount of the song material. Besides, it's a cultural thing. When Indians go out for an evening's entertainment, they want a saga, a drama, a life story, all in one. And with some comical episodes as well. It's problematic to put all these aspects into 90 minutes, you know.
I see. Well, I guess singing and dancing must be a great strength of Indian commercial cinema. When actors show extreme emotions, just facial expressions may not be enough.
Exactly. Songs and dances make the message loud and clear. Of course, it's not real. After all, who breaks out in synchronized dances with many extras when one is happy? But this is a characteristic of Indian cinema.
What is the main theme of Indian films?
Well, India can't be considered a rich country, but movies show an image of the upper middle or rich classes. Most Indian people live a life which is completely different from what is there on the screen. This makes these films so attractive and bright.
How odd.
I say, Peter, you mentioned Bollywood films. What do you mean?
Don't you know? It is one of the largest film producers in the world. 3 films a day are finished there, which makes it about 1,000 films a year. Can you imagine? The name is a combination of Bombay, where the studio is situated, and Hollywood.
I didn't know that. So, what's your decision?
Well, let's go to the rental shop, shall we?
You have 15 seconds to complete the task. Now you will hear the text again.
Hey, Peter, why don't we go to the cinema together over the weekend?
I don't like cinemas. There are crowds of people with popcorn and soda, and mobile phones will go off every now and then. It is difficult to concentrate. I would rather rent a DVD.
Good idea. Let's watch this new Indian film, which was released last month. Do you like Indian films?
I have never watched a single Bollywood film before, so I really do not know. I hear they are very long and boring.
I'll agree with you about the length, but this is because of the amount of the song material. Besides, it's a cultural thing. When Indians go out for an evening's entertainment, they want a saga, a drama, a life story, all in one, and with some comical episodes as well. It's problematic to put all these aspects into 90 minutes, you know.
I see. Well, I guess singing and dancing must be a great strength of Indian commercial cinema. When actors show extreme emotions, just facial expressions may not be enough.
Exactly. Songs and dances make the message loud and clear. Of course, it's not real. After all, who breaks out in synchronized dances with many extras when one is happy? But this is a characteristic of Indian cinema.
What is the main theme of Indian films?
Well, India can't be considered a rich country, but movies show an image of the upper middle or rich classes. Most Indian people live a life which is completely different from what is there on the screen. This makes these films so attractive and bright.
How odd.
I say, Peter, you mentioned Bollywood films. What do you mean?
Don't you know? It is one of the largest film producers in the world. 3 films a day are finished there, which makes it about 1,000 films a year. Can you imagine? The name is a combination of Bombay, where the studio is situated, and Hollywood.
I didn't know that. So, what's your decision?
Well, let's go to the rental shop, shall we?
This is the end of the task. You now have 15 seconds to check your answers.